With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure, to start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
All right.
All right. All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up with you? In the Bonus, Doug Gottlieb. As we got Thursday Night Football tonight, Bengals taking on the Finns. If I asked you honestly, just an honest question, Bengals, how'd they do last year? There's a second delay there before you go like, oh, hey, they went to the Super Bowl and they could have won the Super Bowl, right? It's super weird. And it's not that the Bengals haven't been good in our lifetime. Like, look, they five times in a row, they won the division with Andy Dalton as their quarterback. They just couldn't win a playoff game. Suddenly, Joe Burrow, year two, go to a Super Bowl. Does it feel like they did? Maybe it's because they got off to a slow start. Maybe it's because they were so down before that, and that 1 year feels like an outlier, but they went to a Super Bowl. And then you have the Dolphins, who are 3-0, and I think this is a gigantic game, not just process-wise, like how they play and how they look, whatever, but result-wise. If the Bengals go to 1-3, like, that's a lot of hill to climb. If the Dolphins go to 4-0, for a team that has started so poorly, even going back to last year, that's an amazing achievement. They would have won, what, 11 of their last 12? And it puts them in a great position to get the playoffs. Then you start looking at your games, and you're like, all right, well, we have 13 games left. I mean, heck, you know, we win seven of them. They go 7-6 down the stretch. Like, you got 11 wins. You're in good shape to make the playoffs. No one thinks like that, but That's just the reality of it. You get to 4-0 and you're in very, very good shape. We got some picks coming up for you. Remember, the game started at 4.5. Since he's a 4.5 favorite, now they're a 3.5 point favorite. The over-under is at 48.5. I'll give you my picks upcoming. We got a lot to get to. We'll give you our picks. We'll have an expert join us as well to tell us if our picks stink. Plus, I have some NBA thoughts for you. What does the Fox say regarding Tua? What does the Fox say regarding Eli and Russell Wilson going back and forth? Plus, Bill Krakenberger is going to join us. He's a professional sports gambler. I love that, professional sports gambler. I did want to start with this. Like, you know, it's interesting. Thursday Night Football has waxed and waned in terms of its importance, how many people watch. There were times in which this was a game that might have, I don't know, might have appeared on the NFL Network alone, going back to the CBS deal. But Amazon, they've made themselves into a big-time player. Obviously, it's going to be in local markets. I don't know in Florida how many people's TVs are messed up because of the storm. I don't think that it's that bad now in that area. As well as there's plenty of people in the Eastern Seaboard that even though they're under hurricane watch or storm watch, they're going to be sitting in front of their TV watching the game tonight. Feel like this would be a really well-watched game. I could be wrong. Cincinnati doesn't exactly bring people in droves to watch. But it's a game where not a lot going on. No big Thursday night game. Aaron Judge not playing tonight. And there's that. I gotta see the Tua. Tua has been so incredibly discussed, right? Like Tua was the reason they fired their old coach, and Tua is the guy who had 6 touchdown passes 2 weeks ago. Tua is the talk. Plus they have Tyreek Hill. Plus they have Jalen Waddle. Like they got some dudes out there now too. Taking on the Bengals, and what's interesting about Cincinnati? Love the all white uniforms, the all white helmets. You have 2 former Heisman Trophy winners, 2 former national champions as well. One has seen great, great success in a Joe Burrow. The other one, some recent success in Tua. But as Thursday night kind of waxed and waned, it's hit its stride. One, I think, frankly, because of the quality of, I think having Herbie is solid. He obviously has a ton of background on the guys. Then having Al Michaels, like it feels like a big time game. And then when you stop and think about the fact that the Bengals went to the Super Bowl and now they're hosting a game on Thursday Night Football, you're like, all right, I'm kind of in. Give you my pick upcoming, but it's a massive, massive game. You get to that, essentially the quarter pole of 4 games and you haven't lost a game. There's got to be, I guarantee there's stats that tell you you're going to make the playoffs. And if you're at 1-3, granted, they've only played 17 games for a year. Feels like a massive uphill climb if the Bengals were to fall to 1-3. Let me give you some NBA thoughts as NBA training camps have kicked off. Everybody's a couple days in. And there was a really interesting story on the Old Man of the Three podcast. That's J.J. Redick's podcast. He had DeMar DeRozan on, who ultimately signed as a free agent with the Chicago Bulls. But what's interesting is he said on the pod, to my knowledge, I thought it was a done deal. And then when the Lakers traded for Westbrook, he was in Mexico because he wanted to take a couple days away. He knew what was coming, knew he was going to sign with the Lakers. And he got a call from Kyle Lowry and said it was a tough moment in my mind because I thought it was going to be a Laker. God, the Lakers screwed that one up. And the fact that Rob Pelinka didn't lose his job tells you it wasn't Rob Pelinka's call to not sign DeMar DeRozan. It tells you that because I think that Rob Pelinka, most people in that building think they should have traded for Kyle Lowry. Remember, this is 2 seasons ago when they fell apart against Phoenix because of their injuries and because Phoenix just mollywhomped them, right? But Phoenix, once Anthony Davis got hurt, like it was a completely different game and they wiped. I remember it was 2-1. LeBron was backing them down and you had, who was it? It was over on the sideline, huffing, woofing, right? Remember that? They were up 2-1 at the time. And then the Suns came storming back partially because of the injury. But you think about it, even though they probably should have gotten Lowry then, even though Alex Caruso should have been re-signed, he would have signed for less instead of going to the Chicago Bulls. Those things can be true. If DeMar DeRozan had wanted to sign with the Lakers and Rob Pelinka had called off that deal for Russell Westbrook, Rob Pelinka, I think, would have been fired already. My guess is the reason that he hasn't been fired is because he wanted to sign DeMar DeRozan and LeBron at the last second decided we want Russell Westbrook. Isn't that crazy how that's worked? Meanwhile, DeRozan had a great year. Granted, he's the mid-range guy, mid-range god. But he had a great year, and Russell Westbrook was a nightmare. Speaking of Russell Westbrook, did you guys see the quote that he had where at media day he was like, man, I'm going to have a great year and play hard even if they don't want me here. Like, this guy is so in his feelings about things. The lack of accountability of, you know, wasn't that good? All he has to say was, you know, wasn't that good last year? But second year in place, new coach, I'm ready. Just positivity. But the they don't want me, oh, the cries for attention. The cries for attention are obvious. And then there's this. And Jay Stu, I want to bring you in on this. Steve Nash said that Ben Simmons doesn't have to make one field goal in order to have a great year, to be effective. And that didn't sit well with you. Why?
Oh, I don't know if it didn't sit well with me. I just, you know, as part of my process on a daily basis, I watch all the debate shows, right? And I just found it fascinating the angle they took on this. It was either a chance to make fun of Steve Nash for, you know, giving permission to Ben Simmons not to shoot, or it was just another chance for everyone to gripe about Ben Simmons' lack of shooting ability. But I think you have a different take on this.
Yes, because I do believe that that you don't have to take a shot to dominate it. You can, I like, again, from personal experience, you can dominate a basketball game without taking a shot. Now, at some point, you're going to have to. The first thing is, like, it wasn't that he wasn't taking shots. Like, he stopped taking dunks. He stopped looking at the basket. My belief for Ben Simmons is that what they should establish very early on in the year is, hey, what are the shots that you're going to make? And then if you get one of those in a game and you're open and you don't take it, we got to take you out. It's the opposite of most guys. You got to take out because they take bad shots. You got to take out Ben Simmons because he turns down good shots. So I think they can, that'll help him overcome some of the mental issues that he's having in terms of taking shots. But it is true. Like, you don't really have to score or shoot to dominate a game. You don't. Defense, rebounding, creating shots for others, just being smart. He absolutely can dominate games without taking shots. You don't think that's the case?
Well, the thing I'm most interested in is taking Steve Nash verbatim. I would love to see a player, a full-time player, go an entire season without taking a shot. It's like when you have your guy on 2K, whether it be, Chris Paul or something, and you want to lead the league like 50 assists per game, and you just keep feeding people.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be amazing if a guy can go the entire season without taking a shot. It would be the anti-Russell Westbrook.
Rodman would go, it felt like, games without taking shots or scoring points and just getting rebounds. I don't think you'll go a season without taking shots. I think it's kind of extreme. But I do understand what he means, right? I totally understand what he means and what he's saying by it. You're mentioning like 2K, right? Trying to do things, trying to do these imaginary things. That's actually hilarious because I've done that before, right? You try and put up, or you just have one guy take all the shots and you try and score 100 points with Steph Curry.
Exactly right. What was the game we played in the 90s? Why is it? What was the Sega game that everyone
Lakers
loved?
Lakers Celtics in the NBA playoffs?
I don't know what. That doesn't sound
familiar.
Double
Dribble. Double Dribble was Nintendo.
That was right before it. But during the 90s, anyways, I don't think it was 2K, but it was something. Maybe it was Double
Dribble.
NBA
Jam?
Okay, and whatever it is. Anyways, I remember.
Was it 2-on-2 or was it a whole team?
It was 5-on-5. It was actual NBA players with ratings and everything.
Lakers, Celtics, NBA Plus, which became NBA Live.
NBA Live, that's it. Okay, so I remember me and my buddies, since my team was Syracuse coming up, I would put like Billy Owens and Derek Coleman and Sherman Douglas and whatnot on the same team and try to see how I would do that way. And then a buddy of mine would put UCLA. When you could do that and make it fun, that's when I used to be like, I'm getting Sherman Douglas 50 assists and just never shoot the ball for many, many games.
Yeah, I mean, I like the – I do with Steph Curry, like how many threes can you hit in a game? How many points can he score? Like some of it's just kind of ridiculous. Double Dribble was a fun one, right? Because you could – if you went the other way, like if you were playing – you had to play against the computer, you always went from left to right. But if you played against each other, you go from right to left. Right to left, there were spots where you just never missed a three. And you jump up and out of bounds and then back in bounds while in the air.
That's
that was
right.
Like the secret.
I remember that. And so was that the game that would go to the slow-mo on the dunks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there were no actual rights to NBA teams. So it was just generic teams?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it was. They had cities, not teams. I don't know. I mean, like, look, there's a bunch of things that are going to be fascinating. The Nets and how that thing works, fascinating. The Celtics, you know, with Joe Mazzulla as head coach, fascinating. The Bulls seemed closer, although Lonzo Ball's hurt again. Stop me if you've heard this before. And while Alex Caruso is perfectly fine as a replacement, they're best when they have both of those guys. I think the Eastern Conference is close. It's not the West, but the West stacked again. Denver getting fully healthy. I would expect Dallas to be better, even though obviously they lost a very, very talented guard in Jalen Brunson to the Knicks. I think the Knicks will be better. I mean, couldn't be much worse. Atlanta should be better. So, but this Ben Simmons and what level he's playing at is going to be absolutely paramount for their success. And then, of course, the health of all of their players.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show. As we're in the bonus here, Bill Krakenberger is a professional bettor, along with Jeff Schwartz and Brian Noe. He co-hosts Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by MGM, every Sunday morning. Tune in Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. They'll take you all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, foxsportsradio.com, presented by BetMGM. Okay, let's start with this. The Chargers have been, to say the least, disappointing. And they're a mass unit in terms of injuries, right? No Rashawn Slater at left tackle. No Joey Bosa. He had groin surgery, supposed to be back this year. J.C. Jackson has barely played this year. When he did, he got burned in Kansas City. They haven't had Keenan Allen. Guyton, they lost another wide receiver for a year to ACL. And they're going to Houston. Last year, they didn't have 20 players when they went to Houston because of COVID. And they got smoked by the Texans. That's the game that really kept them out of the playoffs. Bill, what do you think of the Texans, big dog at home to the Chargers this weekend?
First, thanks for having me on. And you brought up exactly the reasons why I would lean in this game to Houston at home. Exactly. Slater, Bosa, Allen, I can go on and on. And now even the coaching, just terrible. Down, they were down 38-10 last week, 5 minutes left. I mean, are you going to risk Herbert getting hurt like that in the last 5 minutes? Your franchise, he's basically your franchise that early in the year down 28 points. I have to lean to Houston here. I think they're coming back home, upsetting the first week when they literally blow. They should have won versus the Colts. And I think they're back home here. Good situation here. I know the line has moved, but I would still lean Houston. I don't be surprised if this team doesn't get out to an early lead and hopefully hold on to it. So that should be a fun game. Interesting game, though. The whole card this week is interesting, but of course it is. My metrics usually come into play more after week one and two after they get a couple games under their belt. Looking forward to this game.
Jacksonville goes to Philadelphia. Philadelphia has taken the league kind of by storm, and they're playing, let's just be honest, really soft schedule, man, right? It's not like college football. You don't get to play in your schedule. Their schedule's soft. And on paper, you would say Jacksonville, like, that's a dub. But Jacksonville goes out, and they kicked the crap out of the Chargers last week. Third quarter, they just out-physical, warmed down. Trevor Lawrence seems to be kind of figuring it out. They got two wins on the year. They're a 6.5-point dog. Am I crazy to like Jacksonville in this game? With the number. Maybe not money line, but with the number.
Absolutely not. Listen, if I can't lay Philadelphia here. I think some teams have made Philadelphia look a little bit better than they are. Minnesota, Cousins like threw like three interceptions in the red zone there, made them look better. I just think Jacksonville's playing way above, not way above their head, way above what we thought they were going to play like. So I'm in agreement on this game. I'd actually look at the buy. I really don't buy a lot of points, but the 3 and the 7 is the key numbers. The +7 on this game, I think, is a good play. We're going to see what Philadelphia is all about here. Toughest stadium to play in probably in the whole country. Philadelphia fan base, real tough, real gritty, real super hard. I mean, just think about it. This is the place they throw snowballs at Santa Claus. So, but we'll see here. We're going to see if Jacksonville is the team that they've been the first 3 weeks here. They played a lot better. And a lot better than people thought. So I'm in full agreement with you.
New England's going to Green Bay, and we don't know if it's probably going to be Brian Hoyer as their quarterback. But I love the under in this game. I just do. The way Green Bay is playing, where they're trying to run the football and shorten the game, the way New England, I think, has to play. I know they've had 8 turnovers so far this year, which is a very, very un-New England-like. But, I struggle with the number being that big against the Patriots because I do think that if they eliminated the turnovers, that's a very competitive team. But 40.5, I take the under. Am I wrong with my pick in Green Bay?
I would absolutely agree again on your if I'm betting this total, which I'm actually not, but if I see it open up 42.5 down to 40.5, looks like it's actually approaching 40 now. I have a live odd service. I wouldn't go under the 40, but you want to get that hook to 40.5. And you hear you have a 9.5-point spread, too. It's a lot of points. You're absolutely right. By the way, I'm not looking to lay any big favorites in the NFL. That wouldn't be one of them. If any way in this game I would lean, I'd be on your side also, leaning towards the under.
Sunday night's interesting, right? Tampa is going to play at home. The Chiefs are 2-1, but they're coming off a really disappointing loss to Indy. And the reality is they were badly outplayed by the Chargers. They just, on the Chiefs' way, tried to find a way. Buccaneers are 2-1. They've had a litany of injuries to their offensive line and wide receiving core, although it feels like the wide receivers are just going to start to get healthy. We'll see about the offensive line. Defense looks really good. I don't know. I lean Tampa here and the under. I'm looking at 46 as of now. You got the more live action. Who do you like, Chiefs-Buccaneers Sunday night?
Yeah, this will be the primetime game. Everyone looking forward to it. I know people think Tom Brady, Mahomes, you think a lot of points in a shootout. A lot of people actually forget the final score of that Super Bowl 2 years ago was 31-9. I'm not, going off that, but going off what we've seen from these two teams this year in the first month, both teams are kind of strong, strong points so far for their defense. So I'm looking for the under 46, 45.5 in this game. As both Brady and Mahomes have had some issues getting into the end zone this year, Tampa's been really through a lot this week. Hurricane, coming through, pushing through, sending thoughts and prayers out, actually, to everyone in Florida and them guys affected by the storm. But also, you say you lean to Tampa a little bit. I'll tell you, I've seen it. I'm not really a trend guy. I hate trends because it goes back to different years with different team makeups. Well, this is not – this trend that I've seen is actually Tom Brady. After a loss, over 70% next game covering. So I am not looking to play Kansas City this game, that's for sure.
I'm with you on that one. Minnesota going into New Orleans, take on the Saints. Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite. We got some questions on Jameis Winston, whether or not he'll play. And this is a place where Minnesota's won. They just win. They beat Sean Payton when he was the coach of the Vikings a couple years ago. And on the road in the playoffs, but the Vikings a road favorite. Who do you like?
Yeah, you know, the Saints offense has really struggled the last 2 weeks and under quarterback Winston. I've heard rumors floating around. They may even go to Andy Dalton. Oh, my God. Andy Dalton cost me a lot of money in the past. So, anyway, just you know, really, 6:30 in the morning here, East Coast time. People have to get up to watch this game, Doug. This is over in England, as we know, across the pond. Andy Dalton playing in London, I don't know, with the uncertainty in quarterback and the game being, like I said, across the pond. I will most likely stay away from this game altogether, but I am definitely not going to be taking the Saints. I would look Minnesota on this game under 3 points, if anything, and I just see this particular type of game in these situations where that's why I wanted to mention this game, because people love to get up early and watch and bet on this game no matter what. If anything, I'll be going to Minnesota. I think New Orleans is a letdown team for me. I thought they were going to be better this year.
Cowboys taking on the Commanders. Commanders have been awful offensively. Between their offensive line play and Carson Wentz holding the football, Dallas only a 3-point favorite after beating the Giants and winning and covering against the Giants on the road on Monday night. What do you like?
Well, Dallas is an interesting team. When they lost the quarterback, when he went down, automatically, the biggest overreaction maybe in NFL history that I've seen, a 10-point move from what the look-ahead line was just 2 weeks earlier before Dak went down. Now, they have some also some line injuries. A lot of people went down on Dallas, but literally 10-point move. I actually talked about it on our show on the weekend. Dallas over Cincy was a ridiculous plus 7 points, 7.5 points. And, again, you're spot on here about Washington. I'll be interested to see. Dallas is going home. It's a big home game for them. Old division rivals. You're talking about the 3-point spread. If it's three, I'd definitely be looking at Dallas before Washington. You're right there.
Well, Bill, great stuff as always, man. This is awesome. The show is really, really good. For people who haven't heard, you get up Sunday morning, okay, and it's not what so many people have put on, which is those tout shows. This is great football discussion, and of course, Bill Krakenberger has the immense knowledge of an actual professional sports bettor, which he shares with Jeff Schwartz and with Brian Noe every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, brought to you by BetMGM. Bill, thanks so much for joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Thanks for having me, Doug. Take care, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my game.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
This was Colin Cowherd on The Herd talk about Tua Tagovailoa.
So here's the elephant in the room. So Tua plays, they think, tonight. He's got back and ankle injuries. Back and ankle, reportedly. Did not, limited practice yesterday. I suspect he'll play tonight, but he's banged up. I'm just going to throw this out there. And if you're not ready to hear it, I apologize, but I can't wait for you to be ready to hear this. He has back and ankle injuries already in week three. He took 40 snaps. He only threw it 18 times. He was sacked once. And he's got back and ankle injuries. Josh Allen took 92 snaps. He threw it 63 times. He was sacked 4 times. He ran it 8 times. He was hit 11 times. Three words. Ready to go. Tua, 40 snaps, sacked once, back and ankle injuries. He's small. He has a history at Bama and Miami of getting hurt. You got to be available. Didn't know his love Favre. Eli Manning could drive me crazy. From the GOAT to the Kirk Cousins of the NFL, you got to be available.
Oh, I agree he's got to be available, and I agree that Tua's, he's, you know, when he got hurt in college, I remember a scout telling me, like, the problem is not that he got hurt and hurt his hip in college. The problem is that every time he got hurt in college, he was trying to run away from guys. He couldn't get away from college guys. Definitely can't get away from pro guys. And that's accurate, right? He's just not an athlete that's a lith, right? Just doesn't move around. And, like, some of these guys just can avoid those things. He cannot. But, like, look, at some point, he is what he is. At some point, we have to stop evaluating based upon the fact that the Dolphins were tanking for him. The league thought he would be something that he was not. That we were sold a bale of goods. He's not some quarterback savant genius. He's very accurate. He seems to be a great dude. Guys like him. He's competitive. And he's got enough to win some games for the Dolphins. Is he Dan Marino? No. Can he be Chad Pennington? I think so. Chad Pennington, maybe a little tougher, but Chad Pennington got hit. I mean, like, dudes get hit, they get hurt in the NFL. So let's at some point we have to evaluate Tua based upon being a starting quarterback, not if he's the starting quarterback, like the best in the league. Nobody thinks he's the best. I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be top five. Definitely he's not top five or top 10, but is he good enough for Miami to live with? And so far the answer is yes. Here's Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, talking about Russell Wilson's response to Eli Manning's jab on Monday night.
I actually like what he did because it was on brand for him, you know, as far as, like, he came out, like, threw that overhand right. Down goes Manning. And it's like he kind of took a shot.
And then helped him back up.
Yeah, but that's him. Like, that's genuinely him, how he would handle it. So I didn't have an issue with it.
The Mannings are super intelligent, bright dudes. And their wit and their humor comes from real places. So the idea of Eli taking that swipe, I almost feel like maybe somebody said something to Peyton. They seem like they're close enough where they may talk to the same people or know somebody who's closer to the situation. And it's like, okay, they should have spent that money on a kicker. Like, wow, you're taking a shot at the guy they just paid all that money to. To me, it's like, all right, is somebody having a buyer's remorse moment where it's like, man, we paid for this. This is what we paid for. This is what we're getting.
Peyton Manning lives in Denver and has been
right
in the Broncos facility and meeting with Russell. And so it's one of those where – Eli's kind of taking the shot, you know, saying that, but there's got to be some in-depth knowledge.
There was awareness there.
Oh, yeah, as to what's happening behind the scenes that maybe he's getting from Peyton.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in-depth knowledge as much as just what they're watching. It may be in-depth knowledge, but I don't think that was an accidental jab. That's the real – honestly, I think what you heard from both of them was that's the real dude. Like Eli and Peyton, they do a great job. And they've said, like on their Omaha Productions PR stuff, that we don't want to take shots at quarterback. We're not going to break down when guys do poorly or whatever. Just react if something doesn't go well in game. But remember, they were calling the game on Monday night when they had the should they call a timeout, not call a timeout. They watched that whole game. And then, you know, they're doing it again. They're doing it again kind of this week when they're talking about it. Like, all of those things, that's the real Eli and Peyton. Like, they really talk shit, right? And then Russell Wilson couldn't help himself. He's taken a pummeling this year with the same act that he's been living on, maybe a little bit more intensely so, but the same. He's been doing this cheese ball act for years in Seattle, and people have been rolling their eyes for years. But now it's a higher profile. He's doing the Subway ad, which is cheesy. And now he hears Eli, who doesn't talk trash about anybody, saying something about, you know, getting into his wallet. Like, he smacked, he kind of tried to clap back on him. Which I thought was great. I also thought both of them are total phonies for the Eli, like, dialing it, walking it back. Yeah, I didn't mean by it. I was just kidding. I didn't mean by it. And then Russell going like, I'm just talking about Chad Bowers. I'm messing around. I'm just being. No, they're both talking shit. That's who they are. That's what they do. And I think... I thought that Eli's was funnier. It was off the top of his head. It was organic. Whereas Russell was pissed, and he probably worked on that line with a couple of people, and then he dropped and he felt really good about how it landed. That's what the Fox says. What does the Fox say? All right, for our list of the day, I thought you'd enjoy this. Tonight, the Bengals are going to wear their white, all-white helmets, right? And I'm not going to... Dan Byer on my show is more the helmet guy. But I do think that the helmet thing is interesting, right? That the helmets... What you can't do is you can't get away from who you are. Like, I don't think the Cowboys can ever change their helmets. And when the Cowboys do, when they wear those white helmets, like the white with the star, you got to have the star. Much like the Bengals have to have the Bengal prints. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my top five helmets in the National Football League, right? Top five helmets. It's hard because we do know the ones that are most synonymous with football. Cowboys, star. Steelers, where they only have a sticker on one side of the helmet. The Raiders. The Packers. I like both of the Giants ones. The Jets or whatever, although they've maintained the same logo for years. The Browns not having anything on them, you know, now. I actually really like that. Kind of got an orange Penn State sort of feel. Let's start with number five. Number five to me is the LA Rams. The Rams with the Ram horn, maybe it's because they won last year's Super Bowl. They've won several Super Bowls. But also, like, it just kind of fits. It's, you know who they, as soon as you see the helmet, you know who they are. As soon as you see the helmet, you know who they are. Rams helmet, synonymous with Rams, synonymous with the NFL. It fits. It works. I dig it. Number four. This one might be lower than some people believe it should be, but I'm going to put the Raiders there, okay? The Raiders helmet, the silver and black, the logo of the Raiders with the Raider or Pirate on the side. Like, the whole thing completely works together. By the way, I love the Raiders' white uniforms. I think those are their best. I think those are actually better than the silver and black ones. But the Raiders' helmets are top five on any list. Number three, the Steelers. I mentioned them before. The Steelers' uniforms, their style, obviously copied by the University of Iowa. I love that the sticker's only on one side. I love that they haven't changed over the years. I just think they're a baller boss helmet, right? Between the plaque, they're black and yellow, and the whole thing just kind of works together. Steelers helmets are number three. Number two are the Cowboys. The star on the side of the helmet, it works in the white, but really works in the silver. Cowboys helmet is, you don't have to, you can be like me, enjoying watching the Cowboys when they lose, just like watching the Cowboy and the Cowboy fans and their fandom. But the Cowboys helmets are, you know, better, slightly better and more known than Rams, Raiders, Steelers. I don't know. There's something about that star. There's something about the silver and how it sits with the blue. Two colors, if you try and do silver and blue, like nobody wears silver and blue together, but somehow it works with the Dallas Cowboys. And number one, well, this one's going to surprise you. No, it's not the Giants. It's not the Jets. It's not Pat the Patriot. It's not the old school Buccaneers. Definitely not the Panthers or the Jaguars or any of the new teams. To me, the number one helmet, it should be the Chargers, but it can't be. I love the Chargers helmet. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. Those are the best. The Bengals spot, they're just cool. No matter how bad the Bengals were, their hats, helmets were always cool. Between the orange ones and now the white ones of tonight, I think the Bengals helmets are the best in football. Rams 5, Raiders 4, Steelers 3, Cowboys 2, Bengals 1. Jason Stewart, your thoughts.
Okay. The Rams and the Bengals share something that I've always liked. Like, when I was first getting into the NFL, back in the late 70s, you know, you had your bed sheets, you had your pennants. I always appreciated the helmet that had an actual thing from the mascot. In other words, the Ram circle is the Ram and the Ram. It is, and the Bengals spots are the spots on the head of the Bengal. And the one that you left out that I always appreciated, and that's the Vikings. I like that they had the actual horns of a Viking as opposed to just writing, you know, Vikings or a V or something. I liked the thought that went into that, and I'm glad they haven't changed it over the years. So in a lot of ways, your one and your five are the two that I appreciate, and the Vikings I would have thrown in there as well. But right. Otherwise, it sounds good.
Chargers could have been too, because the lightning bolt is the charge. I mean, I dig the Chargers helmet. I just... I'm kind of in a love hate place with the Chargers right now. I'll just be
exactly
it.
Right.
I'm in a love hate place. We'll leave you with this. I've said this on radio. I've said it on Twitter. I've said it on Instagram, and I'll say it now on the in the bonus podcast version. Why do we have to do this bullshit with Barry Bonds? Why? It's not because he was a horrible guy. It's not. And please don't do the. Oh, well, he was a Hall of Famer before he juiced up. Like, again, try that one with your wife or your significant other. Like, I never cheat on you until then I started cheating on you. Like, that doesn't work. And all of that is far afield. Does anyone honestly and truthfully dispute that he was doing steroids? No, of course not, right? I mean, even Barry Bonds didn't dispute the, I never knowingly did steroids. It's not, I didn't do steroids. Okay, so he did steroids. No one's arguing otherwise. Please don't do the, well, you know, greenies were in baseball. Yeah, but then why didn't anybody? It doesn't help you hit a baseball as far as like this. Okay. And there isn't, and please don't do the, well, it wasn't illegal. Yes, it was. They didn't test for it, but it was illegal, right? This wasn't the Autobahn. This was, you're on I-15 and you're headed out to Vegas and you were going 100 and there's no cops around. Were you speeding? Well, there's no cops around. You're still speeding, you know, and he got caught. It's like getting caught on a one of those cameras, right? Like, you can't really argue with it. Like, God, everybody, like, he's working with Balco, hitting home runs at a ridiculous rate. And if he actually really wanted to clear his name, you know, he could, because what he could do would be show his insurance blood tests that they have to take every year before the physical they have to take every year. Of course, he would never do it because it has steroids in there. So whatever. Look, he took steroids. Please don't say that he didn't. Everybody knows he did, or there's no proof. Please don't say greenies. You know, the second they started testing for steroids, the home run numbers dropped. And please don't say, oh, that it wasn't illegal, because it was illegal. They just didn't test for it. If you want to say that Barry Bonds, the all-time home run king, because he hit more home runs, and even though he was using steroids, like, okay, there isn't a place on earth where you get caught doing something which was illegal. Everybody knows it was illegal. And then you're like, you get to keep your record. If you score a 1600 in your SAT, right? And they later find out that you didn't have to have the answers. You had the questions. Maybe that's what steroids is. You had the questions. You don't get to keep the score. When Ben Johnson set the world record for the 100-meter dash, they found out he's using steroids. The world record didn't stand. Why does it stay with Barry Bonds? Doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not against wearing a mitt to a baseball game, especially if you come with your son. But if the ball hits your mitt, you got to catch it. That's a rule. That's a rule in little kid baseball. That's a rule in big boy baseball when you're coming as a fan. These are rules. These are rules. I got the Bengals in the under tonight. Thanks so much for listening to In the Bonus. We'll check you tomorrow on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.